Welcome to another episode of Not Your Average Lives. And if you heard my last episode, you heard my long introduction about why I'm doing these three episodes and rolling them out today and maybe a fourth. So this is just a quick intro. If you're wondering why I'm doing these episodes, go and listen to the last episode's intro. But these are my students who are super inspiring. They have come through the second half Spark School. So this one is with Laura and Penny. Penny Richardson and Laura Strachan. And Laura Strachan just did a long interview with me as a guest on my podcast. If you want to go and listen to her story in more detail, this is just a real quick 30-minute interview with both of them. So that's episode 185. So I tried to get Penny on my podcast, but you know, my students are kind of shy and I'm so proud of them for stepping up and doing these interviews just to inspire other people. So listen to them and see if they resonate in any way with you, what you're going through right now. So with no further ado, let's get to their interview. Hi, I'm Laurie Wright, also known as Not Your Average Grandma. I created this podcast as a place to go for midlife inspiration. If you are in a stage where you believe the best is behind you, it is my hope that one of these episodes will ignite a long suppressed or unrealized desire, and you will see the potential within yourself just waiting to be tapped so you can do amazing things with the time you have left. I want you to stop seeing your age as a limitation and start seeing it as your superpower. You have years of experience and value that a younger you never had, so it's time to lean into that and use it to fuel your future. No more letting age hold you back from the pursuit of a more passion-filled life. The more passionate we are, the better the world will be. So stop settling for average, put your AirPods in, and let this episode inspire you to take the first step in transforming your mind, body, and soul. Hello, we are here live with another session of Q&A. So welcome. I have Penny Richardson with me. And Laura Strachan was supposed to be here, but she's having technical difficulties, even though she's been able to join. Penny and Laura have been my student helpers during this whole training. And Laura has been getting on to all of these. So I don't know what's going on. The technical, the tech gods are not with her today. So yes. Hi, Penny.
Hi, Laura. How are you?
Good. All right. So whoever is joining us, I just want to set up what we're doing here in case this is your first one that you've joined us with. But what we're doing is we're just having a conversation. I'm having a conversation with my students about what kind of has changed since where they were when they signed up to the second half Spark School and kind of what they learned about themselves and in the whole process of going through the program. And so if you have any comments, questions, whatever. Laura's here. Yay. All right. I'm going to add her to the stream. There she is. Okay. I'm just giving an intro right now, Laura. So anyways, what I like to say is we are smart seniors. we can figure it out. Might take us a little longer, but we're determined. But if you're here, hello. And I would love to see if you're here and you can comment, then interact. Like if you hear something that Penny or Laura says that really resonates with you, then please, you know, share what's coming up for you. Because, you know, I know that their stories, I tell my students, because, you know, it's scary to get on here and be live on the internet. And I tell them, you know, somebody is going to see themselves in you and it will resonate. Hi, Patricia. And so if you have questions for them, please ask them and we will answer, but also comment and tell them what you're getting. Cause I think that's really key. So we're going to try to keep it to, you know, 30, 35 minutes today. I only have two people. Yesterday I had three. So we went like 46 minutes. So anyways, we're going to go first and we're just going to really quickly touch base on who Penny and who Laura are. Okay. Cause we're all unique, right? Okay. Penny. You go first.
I'm Penny Richardson, and I'm 68 years young and happily married. I've got a son and a daughter, and a son-in-law and daughter-in-law, 3 grandkids, and my newest addition is a great-grandchild, so that makes me a great-grandma.
Oh my gosh. Wow. I'm going to change the form. I'm going to like do this. This is kind of cool, isn't it? Then I can highlight people with 3 people. Okay, so I like this. It's good. Yeah, this is the Brady Bunch style. I like this. Laura, your turn.
Hi, I'm Laura Strachan, and I have 2 children that are grown. My daughter is married. She's 32. And I have my first granddaughter that's 3 months old. And then I have a son that's not married. He's 29. And we grew up in Cincinnati. And I moved a year ago, May 2020. It'll be 2 years this year. And my husband and I have been married for 34 years. So I'm 61. I feel like I'm 41.
That's 60s and 40. Yeah, 60s and new 40. That's the saying, right? Yeah, that's great. And you were a teacher. So a little bit on the, you know, you're a retired teacher, right?
Yeah. So I was a special education teacher until I was 40. And then I had cancer and I thought I would take a year off and didn't end up going back. I had a lot of problems with the treatments, but I'm 22 years cancer-free this year. And we moved from Cincinnati to West Virginia. So yeah.
It's
a whole new community where I live now.
Yeah. Awesome. All right. So my next question is, how did you meet me? Again, like, it's so funny because these people are all like, we're random strangers on the internet. And, you know, it's like my husband doesn't even get on social media because he's like, there's crazy people out there, you know, and you can't trust them, can't trust anybody. So, so these ladies like met me in this retraining and then they trusted me enough to sign up for the second half Spark School. So Penny, let's go back to you. What was your experience in meeting me, and then what made you decide to join?
Well, it was during COVID and I had gotten very isolated and really depressed. And I was, can you hear that?
Yeah, I can.
Okay, sorry. And I was on Facebook one day and your ad popped up about, are you out of sorts or do you feel like there's more to your life that you're not getting? And like everything that you said, I was like, yes, 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 yes. So then when it said you were doing a free workshop, I thought, well, that's great. My girlfriend, Betty, from high school, she was coming out to cheer me up to try to pull me out of my depression. And so I thought, well, I'm going to sign up for this. And so I called her and I said, here's the link. You have to sign up for it too, because I'm going to do this. So you have to do it with me. So she said, okay. So she came out that week. And so we took your free workshop that week together.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's so awesome. Yeah. And then what made you kind of like after the workshop, because you have an interesting story that I think is fun to share. So, yeah, because you didn't sign up by the deadline. And there's probably a lot longer story here than we have time for. But, you know, Penny didn't sign up by the deadline and then had huge regrets. And I'll let her, you know, maybe share how she felt. But she sent me this heart-wrenching email the next morning. And I've never done this before. But because of her email, And it was lengthy, and I could tell by her email, she would make a commitment if she joined. And so I did something I haven't done before, and I let her join. And I'm just telling you now, if you decide to not join by the deadline, I'm not going to do that again. So no matter what kind of email I get, you're just going to have to wait until the next time. And I'm actually glad, you know, in retrospect, because I didn't launch in the fall. I did not open the doors in the fall. And you never know what's going to happen in the future. Who knows if the doors will open when I think they're going to open next. And so things in my life changed. And so I made the decision, I'm going to wait until January of 2022. So you would have not even been able to join in a few months. You would have had to wait almost a year.
Right.
So so yeah, so you just want to say what kind of went through and what you felt like when you woke up Friday morning?
Well, I got a tremendous amount out of the free workshop. I mean, tremendous amount. Like, seriously, it like pulled me out of my depression. And so I felt really good. And I thought, well, it sounds really good. It sounds like she's going to offer a lot more. And then I kept thinking, gosh, she's given us this much for free. I can't even imagine what more there would be. But my biggest problem was procrastination. So of course I was procrastinating, right? So it was like, 11:59 or something. And I was thinking, no, I think I'm fine. I think I can just make it on my own. So went to bed, got up the next morning, had my cup of coffee, was out on the patio having my coffee. And I was just thinking, geez, I made a mistake. I should have joined. I know I should have joined. And so I went in and told my husband, and he says, what happened to that free workshop you were doing? What happened with it? And I said, well, it's over. And now
I'm depressed again.
Yeah, exactly. Well, kind of. So he said, well, why didn't you join? And I said, well, because it's a bit of an expense. And so I told him what it was. And he goes, well, that is an investment. He said, but I can tell that how much you've improved. And he said, don't lollygag, Penny, just do it. That's what he always called me, Princess Lollygag. So he said, don't lollygag, just do it. And I said, well, I don't know if she'll accept me now. He said, well, just write her and find out. He says, if it's meant to be, it's meant to be. So that's what I did. I wrote you and
it's meant to be.
Yeah. You gave me an ultimatum, which I loved. It's like, okay, I'm going to let you, but this is your final deadline.
Yes. Yes. I gave you that day. Yeah. So that's not going to happen this time, but I just, I can't imagine knowing you now and knowing like how enthusiastic and happy and what you're doing in life. If you had not, had you not done anything, and you would still be kind of flailing.
Just gone back to where I was. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe not, because I did learn a lot, but I wouldn't be where I am now.
Yeah. And that's what I want. I want people who went to this free training to have something they can carry forward, right? That's the whole point of it. Yeah. I don't want to waste my time, because there's lots of people who do it that make the decision that this isn't the right time for whatever reason, or, whatever's going on, their logical brain is overpowering their little heart. Mm-hmm. So anyways, Laura, yes, you have a good story too. I love your story.
So yeah, I had just moved in 2020 during COVID as well. And it was a hard year, being election year and so many things. And I was so busy most of the summer, didn't dawn on me that, I was actually in this new community. And then by the fall, I caught you on Instagram, but I was having trouble getting out of bed. I was really sad. I just couldn't. I had no friends here. I didn't know if I could live in this new house and new community. Didn't know anybody. And the first day I met Lori, I was almost at the end of this free workshop. And I just started binge watching all the workshops. But the first one was on action. And I thought, oh my goodness, if I can just make one intentional action today. And I went out and I was so proud. I got on my bike and I met three neighbors. I invited one to dinner, and the other neighbors, became really great friends. And I found my community through that one action. And I thought, well, she can help me snap out of this in just one day. So I just skipped on down and went right to the wait list and joined, because I felt like, oh wow, I really need her in my life. She came up on Instagram for a reason, and I am not sorry. And if you're on the fence, I say go for it. I took action and I never regretted it, never looked back. And my whole life has just really changed just from knowing Lori. I'm so grateful.
Well, and I always talk about the ripple effect and what I see. Actually, I'm getting chills down my legs. But I just remember, like, you started tutoring the boy, that your neighbor, Like, and he's like gone, his reading level's gone up, I don't know how many grades, and has gained such confidence. And his grandfather never knew how to read. And he thanked you. And like, you've changed your community. You've been such a force in this new community, and how sad you were because, you know, you had been pulled out of this, you know, the city you loved and where your kids were, and you got plopped into this new community because of your husband's job. So can you imagine your husband seeing, you know, this like depressed wife and feeling responsible? So, yeah. So I don't know if you want to elaborate at all on that, but.
Yeah. Well, Jace comes every day. So excited. He was at a pre-primer level. He has dyslexia. Not only does his grandfather, but his father also never learned to read. So they just thought, well, he'll just never learn. It was generational. And he's just so excited because he's learned so much since a year ago. September, we started at a pre-primer level, and it's hard to believe, but he's reading at a beginning fourth grade. We're reading novels together now, and he keeps adding more pieces to the puzzle. And I just am so excited because not only is he learning to read, but he's learning to write. And then in exchange for the tutoring, they allow me to ride their horses, and it's just a beautiful area here, and it's just been a great trade. And I have such great friends through their whole family.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, the ripple effect is pretty incredible when you think about it. And what I always like to say is we have these gifts inside of us, and sometimes they either go dormant or we don't even know what they are. Like I uncovered so much about what my real gifts are over the past year and started connecting things about, no wonder why I've always been interested in these things. But I always thought it was just like, you know, it wasn't related to anything I could help people with. And then I meet Alex and he reads people, and I'm like, no wonder I've always been watching people. And my favorite thing to do was go to the mall and watch people and see what they were doing, you know? But yeah, so you're using your gifts as a teacher, but you're using them in a different way. And it's so, so exciting. And I love you too, because you have, you know, a lot of my students are divorced, single, and you guys have long standing marriages. And so what has this work that you've done in terms of ripple effect done for your marriages? And let's go back to Penny, because I know Laura, it's helped, and we'll talk about that.
It's really made the communication between my husband and myself just really grow. It's pretty amazing. I would say if there was any area in my life with my husband that I thought was a little lacking, it was communication. He's just real quiet and I'm not. And it was one of the other things I kind of learned about myself, that I have this chameleon aspect where I can get into any group and I feel very comfortable with all the people. But sometimes you lose yourself because you try to blend so well. So it's kind of like my superpower and my kryptonite, because if I blend too well, I lose myself. So I've had to learn through this. I've learned that I can blend to relate, but then I have to bring who I am into it. And that's what I learned to do with Jim in communication. And I learned a lot of that through the personality typing. That was a lot of aha moments for me.
Yeah.
Differences between me and my husband.
Mm-hmm.
And once I learned them and I saw that no traits are wrong, it's just, you have to learn to accept the person for who they are. And once you recognize how they respond, I was able to see that that's my recessive trait. When I respond that way, because I tried to do things his way, when I respond that way, it creates stress on me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to respond that way. I can respond in my dominant traits, and then I'm happier and we get along better. So it's just been great. And of course, I call him all this stuff too. So
yeah. So Laura, I know you guys, you know, your relationship went to the next level, right?
Well, once I felt that self-love for myself, because I was really in a real negative mindset when I met Lori, and just realizing she helped me like switch in my brain. Just my thoughts were so negative, and we were catching them, and we learned to turn those around and flip them. And then my husband and I are so much closer, but that spark inside of me just inflamed our marriage. And now we're like doing all these fun things, and he's always surprising me. And I was telling Lori the other day, we even were just dancing. He loves music, and it's just so exciting to see that spark between the two of us. Yeah. And so I just didn't expect that part.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's amazing how that energy, you know, which is part of the whole science, you know, it's a vibration we send out, and it's vibrating all around you, and it's evident. So that's great. That's great. So I would like to know what you learned about yourself in this whole process. Penny.
Wow. What I learned about, I had so many aha moments. I learned I was a procrastinator and kind of why I was procrastinating and how to bust through that. And kind of like what Laura said, I think the biggest thing for me was recognizing the negative thinking that I had that I wasn't aware of. Mm. And once I became aware of it, I was able to turn it around and make it power in positive empowering thoughts. And just the exercises that we had of coming up with your affirmations and repeating them for 67 days, which I was bound and determined I was going to do that. And it was amazing. That was amazing. The transformations.
I know. Something so simple.
Me. Yeah. So simple. Yeah. That's the thing. It's like, I've always been a positive person, but I actually learned tools of how to actually apply that and put it into practice. Mm-hmm. So it works, because you can't just think a positive thought and think your life's going to change. There's more to it than that.
Yeah.
And that's what I learned, is how to really apply it.
Yeah. And it's so funny too, because when we talk about affirmations, and people hear affirmations, oh, I'll do some affirmations. But what I learned through the process and why I wanted to teach it is because people make the mistake of generic affirmations. Mm-hmm. And everybody has different negative thoughts. Everybody has thoughts that are blocking them and their life, and learning what your thoughts are and learning how to capture them and record them and learning how to twist them and make them, because there's a little trick to making them so they work, right? You know, because we tend to want to put still kind of negative not words into our positive affirmations. So, you know, but then once you learn it, you're like, ah, and then you can like figure it out going forward. So I love that. So yeah, Laura, what did you learn about yourself?
Well, I really learned that I wasn't taking the time to plan. And that was one of the elements that I really missed in myself, is I was winging it a lot and not really taking that time. And then I didn't have any routines in my life. And then you set us up for success. Mm-hmm. We started having these routines that we followed. And every day I was making these small successes and winning, and I kept winning with new successes, and I kept learning that, oh, I can do this. And then after 67 days, I realized, oh, I need more affirmations. And then we kept growing in the process. And mm-hmm. so I think you really give us a full package. You give us a lot of tools. You give us routines that we can learn. You teach us how to plan. I had no idea about planning and doing a gratitude journal, learning how, you know, through gratitude, that has really opened up my life. And to listen, I'm listening more and writing and allowing things just to come to me more natural. So I'm having a lot more flow in my life, a lot of synchronicity. Mm-hmm. And I love just your whole program, just because we're never alone. We have a whole team of people we're learning from.
Yeah.
And I loved just your coaching, because I learned not only just when you were coaching me directly, but when you're coaching everyone else, I was like, wow, that sounds like me. So even though we come from all different parts of the world, we all learn from each other, and we all, you know, came in together at the same place, and we all ended up completely sparked at the end of your program. So it's
I did do a podcast episode with you recently, and you're really applying a lot of the morning mindset habits that have changed everything for you. I mean, it's like so clear that this little bit of time and structure in your day and how much it can change everything. And I love how much silence that you're, you know, that you're like that's something that is getting silent and listening is so key. And you've been doing a great job with that.
Okay. I have to say, when one of the biggest changes for me is I was a busy doer. So my life was constantly full and busy all the time. And I think the biggest thing that I learned was how to be silent and to be quiet. And we moved out of our RV into a house, and I was garage sailing one day, and I came across this sign, and it said, take time for the quiet moments as God whispers and the world is loud. Okay. And I hung that in my bathroom wall. Then when I started this class and you were going through something, and that man that just popped in, it's like, oh my gosh, that's it. I don't ever take time to listen to God. And that was one of the biggest things I learned, in the importance of every morning now I take time to do like a silent meditation where I'm just trying to align myself with God and find out what his plan is for me.
Yeah.
And that was just huge, because I had never done that.
Yeah. Yeah. That's amazing. I get, gave me chills too. So yeah, the other thing that I thought of with you is that, like, when you went on vacation and you took what you learned and you taught it, and how much excitement you had about you teaching it to your kids.
Yeah.
But it was like, how do I do this so it's not feeling forced on them? And that's one thing that I love too, that you start to realize, because I have a lot of, you know, we have, at our age, we have a lot of relationships, you know, kids and in-laws and things like that. And, we tend to want, what we want for them.
Yeah.
You know, and try to like force it on them. Yeah. And like, it's, well, how can I get my daughter-in-law to do this? Or how can I, like, you know, get my son-in-law, you know, we don't have this good relationship. And what you realize is, when you affirm, there's a ways to do this, but it's like kind of magical about how the relationships change. And you're not even like saying you're doing anything. Mm-hmm. You're just like, you're just wanting what you want. And then it magically happens. And so that's another magical thing. And I've seen it with you. Is the relationships with your kids.
Yeah.
and kind of like stepping away, knowing, you know, I the things I want for myself, but I, you know, they have their own journey, kind of thing. But but there is a force with you and a team behind you, like I said, and it wants what you want. And so if you can't say, I want my daughter-in-law to think this, you know, that's not what it is. But you say, my relationship with my daughter-in-law is positive, even if it isn't. You gotta affirm it. And it's amazing how magical that is. Yeah. All right. So to wrap up, so the thing I want to close with is that we have a new bonus today. And the bonus is, it's a health bundle. And you might be thinking, what, Lori, what's that have to do with like purpose and finding myself and, you know, finding my gifts? I don't want to, like, you know, eat right and get workout. And I tell you why I put that in there is because most women our age are always wanting to lose at least 10 pounds. And I just think about myself, and I have a background in health and fitness. I know what it can do for your brain when you're active and you're doing things with intention as it relates to your physical self. I know how much good nutrition can help you. I know how much just little things, not things that are major, just little things. And so because I have that experience, I was like, I just want to put it in the program. It's not what we focus on. It's there for you if you want it and if you need it. And I actually tell new students, I don't want you to focus on that stuff initially. I want you to focus on the course content that we go through together. And then you have that there. And there are some simple things that you can start out with, like, you know, just like I do that. I think a little mini 5-lesson thing of kickstart your health. But like, you know, there's a lot in the program. And, you know, 6 weeks is focus on all the things that you came here into the program for, and then kind of work on all those extras that make it just all the more better. But I put it in there because I have value, as I have a lot of experience. And I think I have value. So if you start to, you know, want to do these things that are in the program, you can ask for guidance. You can ask questions. And one of the things I have is a Friendly Foods workshop. And the Friendly Foods workshop teaches you, and it's amazing. And I know that Laura and Penny have both done it. I don't know. Penny said she lost 17 pounds doing it. Laura, I don't know what I think you lost.
I've kept off 10 pounds since I did it.
Yeah. Yeah. And so it basically teaches you what your friendly foods are as we age. Essentially summing it up is, as we age, certain foods that we've been eating for our whole life that don't agree with our bodies. When we're younger, our bodies can handle it and it doesn't bother them. But as we get older, the inflammation builds up. And so it's how to find the foods that are right for you. And it doesn't mean the foods that are causing inflammation, you have to like eliminate completely, but you have to like take them off the table for a while, let your inflammation die down. I actually had a friend who went through it, and she had double knee replacement surgery. This is the best story ever. She had double knee replacement surgery, and a year later, she was still taking pain pills every day and was miserable. And she did this, and she said within 3 days, the pain in her knees was gone. Hmm. Another student, she had a swollen knee and she was walking with a cane. And within four days, she noticed, oh my God, the swelling in my knee is gone. And I can walk downstairs without my cane. It's like, we don't realize how much inflammation is in our body and affecting our physical health, affecting our joints. Mm-hmm. Affecting how we feel. And so that is in there. And if I know it, I know it's going to help, you know, people who are my age, then that is why I want it in there. It might not make sense to you, but it's there. So anybody want to add to that? It is 12:30 my time. So just want to wrap up.
Yeah. I just want to say that these bonuses are great. And also that Lori keeps continuing to add new things, and she's always learning new things. And so once you join the program, it's a forever thing. You can keep coming back and keep getting yourself, you know, new information. So it's definitely worth joining. So thank you.
Yeah. And Penny, any last words?
If you're on the fence, get off of it, leap over. Because your best future is right ahead of you.
Yeah, I did. I did it. I don't know if I've sent this email yet. I have a good email about like horses galloping. And, like, you want to be the horse on the side of the fence that's, you know, watching the other horses gallop across the field. Because I like my analogies, you know. But yeah, you guys are galloping among the beautiful flowers. So thank you so much. You know, I love you and adore you. And I'm so happy and proud. And I will say also, you guys showed up. You showed up to the calls, you did the work, and you interacted, and that is makes all the difference in the world. So thank you.
Thank you, Lori.
Thank you so much. So great.
All right. Any questions before we sign off? Anybody have anything resonate in particular? Oh, I guess I should put the banner as I, you know, I forgot. But yes, Second Half Spark School is where you go to join the Second Half Spark Soul community. All right. Awesome. All right, ladies. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for tuning into the Not Your Average Lives podcast. If you haven't yet, make sure to subscribe on iTunes if you have an Apple device. You can find free resources and learn what else I have going on at the moment that might interest you on my website at notyouraveragegrandma.com. You can also find me on Instagram or Facebook at Not Your Average Grandma. If you liked this episode, it would make my heart so happy if you could leave me a 5-star rating. You can also add a review to let me know what you like about this podcast, which will help spread the word about it to others who need a little midlife inspiration. As always, be you, listen to your inner voice, and focus on reigniting that lost spark so you can start living your own Not Your Average life.